Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Unleash Your True Purpose Now Super Summit, where we're here to help you thrive in your unique destiny, share your gifts with the world, and consciously create financial freedom for yourself. And I'm your host, Dawn Henkel, and today we have with us the lovely Leah Lefkowitz. Leah is a channel for God, angels, and ascended masters to guide healers worldwide to step into their power and fulfill their purpose. Leah guides you to develop your own intuitive abilities and frees you from struggle and limitations so you can make a deeper impact and prosper in your own business. She's also the best-selling author of Divinely Guided Success, Discover the Missing Piece to Reveal Your Destiny. So I'd like to welcome with us Leah Lefkowitz. Hello, Leah, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Dawn, and everyone that's listening.
Hello and welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. We have some wonderful things to talk about for our listeners. So, and you know what? Before we get started, because there's so much that you have to share that is just so much wonderful information for all of our listeners, just letting you know right now. I wonder if you could share with us something, you know, about your journey, how your unique journey unfolded, and you were able to, you know, catch on to what your calling was that really resonated with you, and that whole, you know, just some tidbits. I know we'll go into that throughout the call, but if you could just kind of share a bit about how your journey unfolded.
Yes, well, actually, that was part of the topic of my book, and it's very interesting how our lives, in my book, I share how it's kind of like putting together a puzzle.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we first start a puzzle, I know I love putting together puzzles, but like when you get those huge puzzles where there's like 1,000 pieces, and you first see them, there's just no connection to anything. You have all these disconnected and separate pieces. Mm-hmm. And so that's like our life. You know, we start out and we're trying to find meaning and purpose to why we're here and how to make a difference and show up in the world. And I was always looking for a deeper connection to God. But as a child, I wasn't psychic, or I wasn't aware of being psychic. I wasn't aware of being a healer. Mm-hmm. All these things were never even a possibility to me because that was the environment that I grew up in. And it wasn't until I was 48 that I actually discovered that I was a healer, that I was incredibly psychic and empathic, but nobody ever told me. So when I was looking for I had come to like a turning point in my life where the path that I was on, I was studying Kabbalah at the time, and I got fired, and I remember just crying to God saying, what if this isn't my path? What, please help me. What is my path? I just wanted a direct connection to God. And at that point, everything began to change. The pieces started to come together because I opened the door by going directly to God and asking for God's help in all of my practices, in being raised Jewish and my spiritual growth. I just never even thought to go directly to God.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we learned in religion you know, you have to be, who are you? You know, you have to be a saint, or you have to be Moses or Abraham to be able to talk directly, communicate directly with God, you know. And when I did share with people that I was learning directly from God, they like looked at me very strangely, like, yeah, okay, right. You know, it's like, you know, who are you? And so,
yeah,
you know, kind of feeling unsupported, unloved. And, but in that journey, by opening up that pathway to connecting directly with God, allowed God to come in and support my path, putting people in my path, because I didn't know what to do. So I would go to dinner and at a public event, and he put a psychic man at my table a few times in order to for us to connect. Mm-hmm. And he started opening, telling me how psychic I was, and started helping me and teaching me. And then I went to another psychic, and she told me I was a healer. And I was surprised. And so I still didn't know what to do. She told me to become a massage therapist. So I said, oh, I've always loved massage. So I started doing that. And I thought, okay, this is what I'm meant to do. And then my psychic friend said, no, now I want you to do Reiki. And I did Reiki, and I said, wow, all my energy, healing energy is opening up, and people were feeling the healing energy coming through. And then he said, okay, now I want you to do body talk, which was another modality that kept opening it. So what I've noticed in a lot of people on a spiritual path, you know, they'll learn one thing and think that that's what they're meant to do, but it's just a process of opening and continual growth, and you have to trust your guidance of where it's leading and where it's taking you to. So, you know, it's like each step on the path, I thought, oh, this is it. You know, I love it. This is what I'm meant to do. And then something else unfolded, which took me to a greater place. And so when I came to writing a book, I didn't even know what the book was going to be about. I just started with all of the things that had happened in my life, and as they came together, we realized that it was like putting this puzzle together. It was showing us how our life, our soul comes in, and we are born into a family, we're born into a religion, we're born into a particular area in the world, mm-hmm. with political circumstances, with financial environment. And these are what I call, these are like the border of the puzzle. So it's like we're putting together a border so that our life has some kind of frame of reference. There's some way that we can see how all our pieces, how it kind of connects piece by piece. And as you start getting more and more of the pieces of your life together, you know, at one point, you know, you may be working on a career and it starts to get a little bit clearer. But then you get frustrated because now your relationship's not doing well, or your health isn't doing well. So it's like you leave that part of the puzzle. It's like you're working on the picture, and it's that part's very clear, but now you have to fill in all the other pieces and see how it connects to your career. So you start, so things start coming up in your relationship, or it may come up in your health. And as you start putting more and more pieces together, it starts showing how everything in your life connects. And
wow.
As in my book, as it started unfolding, and in my life work, which I learned about connecting with God and connecting the connection between all of the things that you do in your life and all of your challenges that you've ever gone through, how it's all connected to fulfilling your purpose. So, you know, talking about, you know, our challenges and, you know, I know all of us, we think we're on a spiritual path. So why do we go through all of this challenge and struggle and pain and suffering? So that's what it's part of our journey as children. You know, I just did a workshop and it was so amazing to me where it was an intuitive guidance connecting to your intuition and channeling with some healing work. And two of the people there, one was a doctor and another woman was a, she taught the deaf. And she was having ear problems when she came to the workshop. The doctor had, when he was a child, had a problem with hearing. And when he was a baby, he was abused by the doctors trying to help him. They did some very new technique on him that was very painful to him.
Wow.
And he remembers, this was like when he was an infant, like he was 6 months old.
Wow.
And he remembers saying, "I hate doctors, and I would never do that to anybody." And it was dealing with his ear. And when we brought, when he connected to his guidance, and I received from God what was going on, is that had that not happened, he ended up becoming a doctor, who he hated doctors, for like 27
wow.
years, and brought into holistic healing to bring in a new way of being a doctor in a in a holistic way. And the woman, when she started talking, when he started talking about it, he did some healing on her ear, and she started sharing how her brother was deaf. And that was how she got into teaching the deaf. So there were different ways that in one, and so it was very interesting that they came together. They both had a synchronistic thing going on with them that get connected together. But each one, where the doctor had something horrible happened to him as a child, was instrumental in him becoming a regular doctor and then transforming that into a better way or more holistic way of healing, and now wanting to completely go into holistic healing. Whereas the other woman had a sibling who had a childhood difference or difficulty, and that set her on her path. So we, you know, as children, you know, sometimes a child is abused. Sometimes they're born in affluence and they rebel against it.
Yeah.
And it's because of that sets them out on their direction and their path. So it's not meant to be a difficulty or a challenge. It's what's directing them in a certain way. Now, I know for me, it's like I started out wanting to be a singer and a performer. But as I looked back at it, when I started to do healing work and connecting with God and saw the connection, putting the pieces together, I remembered and saw that really every time I sang, it was a healing experience. Whenever I would get upset or emotional, I would go and sing, and I would always start with something. If I was sad, I would start with a song that was sad that matched my, allowed me to express that energy. And then little by little, I was able to shift my energy up into a song that was empowering and, you know, joyful. And by the end, I was feeling good again. So I realized that I was really doing it because of I was connecting to healing. And then I was ending up being blocked from doing singing because I was always, like, criticized that I wasn't good enough. And those were some beliefs that I learned, that I was challenged that whatever I loved to do that was creative, I wasn't good enough. And so I kept creating those patterns over and over again. But those were blocks because that wasn't what I was meant to do in life. I was being directed, and yet the singing and the performing helped me in being the teacher and the healer and being able to speak in front of groups. And so they did help me, but I was but it was blocked in order to guide me into the direction that I needed to go.
That puts a whole new paradigm on every challenge that we experience.
Right. So if you look at the challenges that you've had in your life, and ask yourself, well, how did, where did they direct you to? In other words, so I can give you another example is that when I was 40, I was still single, wanted to get married, and I said, it's not happening here. So I decided I'm going to move. Actually, I was going to immigrate to Israel. At 40, I got rid of everything. I left, went to Israel, and was going to be an English teacher. And about 8 months later, came back for holidays. And an old boyfriend started flirting with me again. We had broken up before I left. And I said, well, what's going on? I said, it didn't work before. Why do you think it's going to work now? And he said, well, I wasn't ready then, but I am now. And I said, well, look, I'm not coming back unless we're getting married, because I've moved my life to Israel, and that's it, you know, so I need a commitment. So he did. He decided. He says, yes. He says, come back. He bought me the ticket back, came back. We started fighting again. About a month after I was back, he broke it off with me. And everyone around us said, how could you do that to her? She came back, she gave up, she came back to be here with you. She, you know, had nothing. No car, no apartment, no, you know, like nothing. Well, everything magically fell into place for me. A job, an apartment. I got my father's car. He wasn't using because he was ill. And it turned out my father passed away a few months after I came back. And I began to work and found my first spiritual path with the Kabbalah Center at the time. And I was just not meant to marry this man.
Mm-hmm.
But because the only way to get me back here, which I was here in time for my father's dying, and getting into this new path, that had to happen, because otherwise I wouldn't have budged.
Wow.
And once I did decide, even though it was upsetting, you know, we had to break up in a not a very pleasant way, but everything just flowed. So it's like, you know, when you're, you know, sometimes when you're going in a certain way and you're asking for help, but you're not doing anything, sometimes the universe gives you a big kick in the butt in order to, you're right, in order to help you, because you're not letting go. It's like it's like one hand you're saying, help me, and you're not letting go of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to do something drastic so that you let go. And then when you let go, then everything can kind of fall into place, because you allow the, you know, once you let go of attachment to what, of an old way that you're holding on to, then the universe can support all of the pieces to come in to help you achieve where you're going next.
Wow. You know, it's like even hearing you speak, it's so easy to see, you know. And as you're saying, like, how everything really fits like a puzzle, and everything, every challenge, every movement, every, you know, because even in you're packing up and you're selling everything and you're giving everything away and going over there, it was your letting go of a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
I imagine, subconsciously, that you needed to let go of and just come to a new place within yourself. And then when you came back, you were in that new place, and, you know, whatever it was that led you back here fell away, and there you were. You know, it's like
that
absolutely. Whole pattern I see happening with so many different people, and myself included, I've experienced that too. You know, but it's just, wow. You know, when you look at the alignment, when you're in it, you don't really recognize as much what's happening, you know, like a breakup, because, or... You know, because your heart is like, oh, gosh. When you look back and think, oh, my gosh, I was there for my father when he needed me during his passing. What a gift.
Right.
Wow.
It's like, it's like I knew when I left he had dementia, and I kind of knew that I might not see him. Well, because I was planning to live in Israel.
Yeah.
But still... being able to come back and see him before, you know, be here for his passing and with the family and everything. And it's interesting that you say that about the letting go. You're so right about letting go. When I left to go to Israel, I had considered, actually, before going, becoming a staff, which was kind of like a spiritual volunteer of the Kabbalah Center, and I wasn't yet able to do that because I was still attached to everything in my life. So going over there, I letting go of a lot of things, and then coming back, letting go of even more, really helped me to, because when I went to Israel, I mean before that I had had homes. I had had a condo, I had two houses, and when I lived in Israel, I was sharing a room just a small little, like, dorm room with another woman. I mean, so I really had like nothing, and that prepared me to make that next step of letting go.
Wow.
So that, you know, that kind of, you know, brings me into talking about, you know, a lot of the spiritual path. And, you know, I see a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs that are struggling. You know, they want to help. They want to share and make a difference. Mm-hmm. But they struggle financially, and they don't get out and be able to, you know, help as many people and feel like they want to give up.
Yeah.
And
very much.
I know that, yeah, so mm-hmm. I know that happened with me. That was one of the biggest, one of my stories, which I shared before, which was belief was that no matter what I wanted to do that was creative and that I loved, mm-hmm. I wasn't good enough and was drilled into me that I can't make a living at.
Yep. That's so,
so
common.
Oh. Right. So that was a story that I was creating,
mm-hmm.
a block. That was one obstacle. And another big obstacle that I see a lot for spiritual entrepreneurs, and I see a lot of resistance and arguments and kind of disagreement and fighting over, is about charging for doing something that is healing or, you know, that is a gift from God, whether you're intuitive, you're psychic, or you're a minister, preacher, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And the biggest belief that people have is that it's not spiritual to make a lot of money helping people.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So if everyone, if you really tune into that, mm-hmm. I mean, I have that.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
You know, it's, there is, if you tune into your, if you really think about it within yourself and you tune into how you feel about that, you'll sense whether it's true, you'll sense the resistance. So here is what I want to share with you, that no matter what you charge, whether it's $5 or $20,000. But even if you charge only $5 for what you do, there's always going to be people who cannot afford you. And there's always going to be people who won't accept your help, because they're not open to it.
True.
It's truly, it's not about them at all. It's all about each one of us, each one of you, just expressing who you are, your gifts, in the greatest way that you can. And your whatever amount of money, it doesn't matter. It's the attachment of your beliefs about money that will block you and set you up to self-sabotage and limit yourself.
So
there are many beliefs, but if you can get past this one, it's a big one.
It is a big one. And it's definitely fueled by the collective consciousness of the world, you know.
Absolutely.
It's a big one. Like any time one of us tunes into it, we tune into that whole field of energy that's fueling that. You can't make money with your gifts. You can't make money through your healing. You can't. So these beliefs. So pretty much if our experiences, you know, we can pretty much understand that we've got a limiting belief somewhere if we're experiencing, you know, what you just shared about not being, you know, not feeling good about charging for your gifts, your services, whatever they may be, whether you're a healer or an artist.
Right.
Whatever,
so,
an
entrepreneur.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not only what you've learned, you know, from your family, you know, the dynamics from the beliefs that you learned as a child with your family. But, right, it does. It goes back for generation and generation. It's in your past lives. So this is what was interesting. When I was writing my book, and because this was one of my major beliefs that I overcame and understood why I went from business trying to do this thing creatively and this thing and this thing and kept failing, that when I finally learned and understood the belief as a child and of several of these beliefs of why I wasn't being successful, to then being able to be free to do what I love to do, doing a spiritual thing, being appreciated and loved by my clients. And didn't matter what I charged, I always found people who would, you know, pay no matter if it was $5 or if it was $10,000. There was always people that wanted what I had to offer and were appreciative because I valued and appreciated what I did and what I offered them. And until you can value and appreciate your gifts, others aren't going to value and appreciate what you have to offer. And so when I was writing my book about this chapter, and I started to channel for guidance on it, I was very surprised when Jesus came in to channel through me because, you know, I was raised Jewish. And I'd never even thought to communicate with Jesus. It was like the last person I would have thought to come in. But he came in, and because I was dealing with this topic and he wanted to express this issue about a lot of that's taught in Christianity and Judaism, a lot of religions about prosperity and money and you know, what you do, and understanding that there's nothing wrong with having money. It's an exchange, and that, you know, people think that he didn't have money, or, you know, that you have to sacrifice in order, you know, to be close to God. And this isn't true, that Jesus came in and he knew this, that what he went through had a purpose. Just the same as, let's say, Martin Luther King came in. You know, it wasn't easy, and, you know, he was killed. But he had there was a greater purpose in it.
Yeah.
And the point is to being free, being able to fully connect to God and let go of attachment, because your attachment to everything in this physical world is what is going to limit you or direct you or create borders for you.
Yeah. Oof. So as far as the, like you say, even the attachment to these beliefs about our ability to create an income that supports us, what can we do about really reworking these beliefs, in particular around money, because I know probably many of our listeners are listening, you know, and are going through struggles of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Around abundance and, you know, how can we rework? What are some steps we can take to help, you know, release these beliefs and move forward that there's, you know, or is this part of, you know,
right.
the challenges that we're here to do? Like you say, our challenges are our gift that they, you know, whatever they point us in the direction where we need to go.
Right, you know, that's
like
part of it.
Yeah.
Right, so I kind of show it, well, first of all, the struggle comes from the beliefs which are part of our personality, the wants and desires of our personality, and then we have our soul's purpose, what our soul came in and wanted us to learn and grow. The difference, the gap between those two is what causes us the pain and the resistance, the pain and the suffering and wanting to,
mm-hmm.
you know, that wanting to close that gap and be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Part of it that it's the pain is what pushes us, but in order to clear that, I kind of use an analogy kind of like a GPS system. So you're familiar, have you ever used a GPS
mm-hmm.
system for your car?
Yeah.
Now hopefully everyone has, because it'll be really clear when I share this. So when you're wanting to get somewhere, you want to go somewhere, you have to know your starting location, right? You can't just put in the destination. You have to know where you are. Well, I remember once I had put in the destination and I couldn't get the correct location. It's like I had part of it, but it wasn't clear. So the system kept recalculating, you know, it wasn't clear until I had the exact location of where I was. And because I was driving, it kept changing. So,
oh, wow.
Why do I say that? When I say where you are right now, we're always focusing on the past or the future. It's like we're always thinking about what was and what we want to be, but we're never really accepting or acknowledging where we are right now. So the first step is to really look around you and see what is showing up in my life. Because what's showing up in my life right now is what I believe and what I am creating.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be really hard because nobody wants to admit that, let's say you're broke or you're in foreclosure or whatever it is. No one wants to say, wait a minute, how am I creating, you know, pain, being abused or an abusive relationship or pain and suffering or being broke all the time. I don't want to be broke all the time. How am I creating that? So the first step is to really, really look at what do you get? What are you, there? You are wanting something. It may not, so for my example that I shared that the belief was that nothing I do that I love, I can't make a living at whatever I do. So I kept doing that. I kept recreating that.
Mm.
And so, how do you find that? So how would that show up? So it would be in a job, and I would make some money, and then it wouldn't be enough, and I wouldn't like what I was doing. So then I would look to try to do my own business, and then I would start my own business,
mm-hmm.
and again, I would not make enough money, then have to go back and get a job, and this
right.
pattern just kept going, you know, through my whole life, you know,
yep.
until I learned and looked at what's the pattern. So start looking at patterns in your life.
Okay.
If things have happened over, keep happening over and over. Same thing with relationships. You know, you ask, why does a person marry, you know, they've gotten married 3 or 4 times and they look different, but they're really the same person.
Yeah, same theme.
So, once you see where you are,
mm-hmm.
and then you need to establish what it is that you want by asking your soul, you know, what does my soul want? And just really connect, ask to connect to your soul and to God, and just go within and be quiet and breathe and ask your soul, what does my soul want for me? And when you're connecting with your soul, you feel at peace. It feels expansive.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fear. If fear comes up, it's because you are stepping into your soul, you are stepping into something greater, and the fear is coming up from your beliefs, from your personality, and what you've learned in the past.
Mm.
And so that's what you need to learn, what to let go of and detach from. So it's three things. The three things to really have peace and fulfillment, and without that, you're going to come up with obstacles, is to really accept yourself. So, you know, if you're broke, you don't have money, or you have money troubles,
mm-hmm.
is to really, first step is accept it. You know, spiritual people are very good at saying, oh, you want to be positive and you don't want to be negative. But you know what? It's all a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a part of you. We have the plus and the minus within us. And by accepting it all, you're going to find peace. When you accept that I'm in foreclosure, or I accept that my business, I don't have any clients, or my business isn't working, or I don't know what I'm doing. You say, okay, I accept that. Now, then you ask yourself, what do I want? Find what you want to have more money. Okay, so we're talking about money. You want to have a lot of money. You don't have it because within you, like I said, that if there's a belief that helping people, that it's not right to help, or not spiritual to help people making a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
then you need to let go of that and find within you that it is okay to make money. Until you are okay with it, you're going to keep sabotaging yourself.
True.
Now, if it's just a matter, okay, you don't have money, look, it's not, the truth is, we're always provided with exactly what we need and what we are allowing in our life. So if you don't have any money, but you're in a house, you have food on the table, start looking at where you are abundant in your life. Start looking at your what you are creating in your life, what you do have. Start connecting with, opening to, appreciating all that you do have, that you have always been provided for. Maybe it's not the way you wanted it, but you have always been provided for. And start opening to more abundance by appreciating and seeing what you do have.
Okay.
And thank you for all the abundance. You see, if you start focusing on thank you for all the abundance, what you're going to start feeling your energy shift. Because then you are connecting into a flow of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
If you're constantly saying, I don't have money, and you're frustrated, then you are connecting into an energy of lack and frustration, and you're going to continue to attract and close yourself off from that abundance because you're closing the door and you're turning into the channel and opening the door to frustration and flow of frustration and lack. And if you're empathic, like I know you are, Dawn, and I am, and I'm sure many of you on the call are empathic, you'll know what I'm talking about when you'll start to feel, when you tune into what I'm saying, if you tune into lack and frustration and feel how that feels, and how then you're, then what's going to happen is it's going to affect electricity, your computers, everything around you is going to stop working and causing you more frustration. And the best way is to let go, walk away, do some exercise, do something you enjoy, listen to music, breathe, start appreciating what you have and enjoying what you have, and that is going to open up a flow. So that's what you can do immediately. Now, what I do is something called soul empowerment healing. And that is empowering your soul, like I was just talking about before, connecting in with your soul and God, and then getting to what is really happening here in the moment, what's really going on, what's really the obstacle, and then finding where the root is. What was the first time that came up in your childhood, or could even be when you were in the womb, or it could even go back to a past life. But generally, something happened within this life to corroborate. What's the word?
Corroborate.
Corroborate. Yep. Couldn't get that word out.
Right. I love it.
Right, and so that's where all the pieces start connecting. And so the soul empowerment healing is about, we're shifting now in a time of empowering and learning, because we really truly are in school here. We truly came to express our divinity of God and fully express and experience and learn from everything in our experience, through our personality, our perspective. And so by understanding and putting the pieces together, seeing the connections, is going to show you how powerful you really are in creating everything in your life. Yes, God is the one who is creating it, but we are the co-creator. We can limit and create the path that we take and how we experience that path
mm-hmm.
to get to our final destination.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you can do. And part of that is what I also try to help, what I help especially healers, but everyone who connects with my programs, is to give everyone that direct intuitive connection to mm-hmm. their soul, to their own wisdom with God and their guides, because that is really the best way to learn and to grow and to fulfill your purpose.
Yeah. Yep.
I remember, the very first time, everything, I was trying to find answers outside of myself, in the Kabbalah, in Judaism, in teachers and everything. And I remember the very first time when I was channeling spirit and they wanted to do a retreat over Passover. And I'd never in my life not participated in a Passover. And I remember talking to my guide about, why are you doing this on Passover? I want to go, but I want to be at Passover. And I was so torn. And if anyone had told me the answer outside of myself, it never would have sunk in. When I tuned in, it was God. He said to me, why do you practice Passover? The whole purpose is about being free from bondage, from slavery.
Yeah.
It was when the Jews left Egypt, the Israelites left Egypt, so it was breaking free from your bondage. So he says, well, what are you in bondage now? It's like you're attached and enslaved to having to do this ritual. And this, you're so fearful that if, God forbid, you don't go to it, what's going to happen? Be struck down by lightning. You're just so attached.
Yeah.
And he said, what do you think we're going to do in this retreat? We're going to break free from what you're attached to and connect to God. And it was only from hearing that, not only hearing it, feeling it, knowing it, direct, on all my body and understanding and knowing, that I burst out crying because I felt free.
Yeah.
I felt okay. That it was okay. It wasn't gonna be. Maybe people won't understand, but it didn't matter if others don't understand. It's okay that others don't understand. That's where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is accepting where you are. In every, where you are right now, that's the thing. It's like we always look at others and we say, oh, but I want to be like them. Why aren't I like them? And as advanced as they are, or connected as they are, or as psychic as they are.
Yeah.
You are where you are right now because you're learning in your own way. And everyone, no matter how bad you think they are, or how messed up or screwed up they are, or evil as they are, they are going through their own growth and process and connection or piece of the puzzle to the whole collective. So by accepting yourself where you are right now is going to also open up the way of flow. Because when you say, I don't accept, I'm not good enough, I don't accept where I am right now, you're creating more of, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
So by saying, I may not be really happy with where I am right now, but if you connect to where I am right now is perfect on my path for my growth. Mm-hmm. Because wherever I am, I'm learning something.
Sure.
That's part of my journey and part of my purpose and part of how I can help people. Because when I learn, I can then help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had I'm going to leave us with, there was, I remember when I was struggling and with between my mind, because my mind was so strong, and connecting with my soul, that my guide came in and said, okay, I'm giving you this mantra and I want you to use it every 10 minutes. And it is, I'm not my mind, I am my soul. So it's like a switch. It was like the light switch. Whenever I was like wrapped up in my mind and my mind was going, you know, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, oh, you know, got to be more perfect, you know, all the things going on in your mind, to stop and say, I am, that's not who I am. I'm not my mind. Who I truly am is my soul. And what that does is shift. It gives permission to shift into a new paradigm. It just shifts the energy. It's just like turning on the light, turning off the light. That simple. But it's us. It's because there's a law of free will that God is allowing everyone free will to choose the experience that they are choosing. So by us making that choice, allows God and the universe to to comply. So it's remembering to do that. Are you there? Hello? Did I lose you, Dawn?
No, it's my phone went for a second.
You went attached to your soul.
I did.
I thought you went up.
I was saying that it really does shift the energy, you know, and it opens flow. It's like a faucet. It opens the crown, and it's just, you know, same thing with the, you know, when you catch yourself in a frustrating moment or feeling like, oh, God, this pattern
right.
Again. I see it, and it's, you know, rather than staying, you know, or having a conniption fit, you know, or like, I've just had it with this, you know, what do I need to do differently, you know? And I remember catching myself even in my lifetime, I was saying, like, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? And that actually opens the flow for more of what I'm doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started rewording the question, like you say, what your guides gave you, you know, I am not my mind. I am my soul. I am this, and I am choosing, you know, you know, I'm asking for assistance. Guide me on my path. Okay, my soul, show me where you want me to go. God, show me where you want me to go. Which I love that you, you know, early on in your path when you were like, why is this not working? This is spiritual. This is, I, you know, this is good, but it's not working. Where do you want me? You know, where is my purpose? And then
right, and what
opening that whole question opens the door.
Right. Right,
wow.
And it's because we have those challenges that lead us to asking the questions. So that, you know, it's why when we're trying to solve a problem,
yeah,
we seek the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of trying to seek it outside of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
I mean, in the beginning, ultimately, this is what you want to do. Of course, did I need to learn to connect, to know that I could communicate directly with God? Yes, I, you know, mm-hmm. but it happened. It didn't take long, you know. I went and had someone teach me, and so I was already a powerful channel in many lifetimes. But in this lifetime, I didn't know that how to do that or that it was even possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't seek out a teacher. They were put in front of me. The first man who was a psychic came, and then he brought me to another teacher who was a channel, who taught me how to channel. And so it was like I didn't even have to seek it out. It just was what I needed to do was brought right to me. And a lot of times I know people will come to me, and, I mean, it could be in the airport, or they'll just find me on the Internet or in crazy places, and then we'll start talking, and they'll just say, gosh, I know I was meant to meet you.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'll go, yep, because when you start, I'll say to them, were you desiring to communicate with God? Or because whenever you start desiring something to open mm-hmm. up your spiritual and connection of your true path, your power, your purpose, or whatever it is, even more money, it's opportunities are going to just come to you, but you have to recognize them and know that also those fears from your mind may come up. But
mm-hmm.
this is where that's where you can use that mantra, is uh-huh. saying, I'm not my mind, I am my soul. Because let's say in order for you to make money, you need to invest money. You're investing in yourself. So if that happens to present itself to you and you feel like, yes, this is what I need, what I was asking for, but oh my God, and then it's like, in other words, you feel like it's the right answer, you feel like there's openness, you feel like there's this sense of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And then something comes up because it's pushing you to what happens with growing abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
People say they want to grow. They want to do $100,000 a year, or they want to do whatever it is. And then in order to expand their vessel, expand their consciousness to allow that,
mm-hmm.
And then they say, okay, something comes to you to, let's say, give a certain amount of money, but it challenges you because you're still thinking, I only have $10,000. So you're still in the mind of, I don't have money, I'm in lack.
Mm-hmm.
And so that opportunity to expand into being this prosperous, because someone who has makes $100,000 a year would be able to donate or invest in themselves or do things. So it's really tuning in within yourself. Is this a fear coming from my mind? Or is this coming from my soul that it's not the right thing to do? So by knowing is by tuning in to whatever it is that you want to do, how does that feel to you? Does it feel, ask your soul, does it feel right to you? And then if it's fear coming up, ask yourself, okay, what is the fear? Where is that coming from? And that will show you if it's coming from your mind, from the belief patterns. A lot of times people won't invest in themselves because they're afraid that they are not good enough. So they won't invest, not because they don't value what someone is offering, but they might be fearing that they can't do, they're not good enough, they're not going to be able to be like the other person. So there's a lot of fears, and you need to just tune in and check, where are you coming from? That's why I was saying, coming back to, you have to really know where you are right now. So,
boy, that's huge.
So we've
wow.
What I do in a lot of my programs is to help get to these unconscious beliefs and shift them and empower you to be able to access God, your guides, get clear guidance, and really clear through these attachments. You know, if I didn't have my connection with my guides, there's no way I would have gotten through what I have. And I wasn't young. I was almost 50 years old when all this unfolded. So,
wow.
So you have hope. It doesn't matter what age you are, whether you're 20 or you're young or you're 80 years old. Doesn't matter how old you are.
I love that. I truly believe that. And I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah.
I really am. Because it's really, no matter how long you've spent or how, I mean, that was my big thing too, of beating myself up. Look how much time you've wasted. Look how much, you know, even though I've been, you know, working so hard or doing so this or doing so that, but we can beat ourselves up and we can really feel like, gosh, my time has passed, or it's gotten too late. I'm too old.
No. Nope.
You know, and really it's not. And I, like you say, the more you tune into your soul will be like, no, we can do anything, you know, it's okay. You know, and again, that fear, like you were saying, that our personality and our mind that will tell us this garbage, these limiting beliefs. You know, you brought a wonderful gift for our listeners that it just feels like a good time. I'd like you, if you could share with them what you've brought and what you're sharing, because it is a phenomenal gift on this, while we're on this.
Yeah, absolutely. This will help bring more clarity. Yes, it's Discover. It's a free seminar, online seminar. Discover your intuitive channel to success and how it's connected to fulfilling your purpose. And what you're going to learn in this is the four main intuitive pathways, and which one is the key for you to open the door to your intuition and how that relates to your life purpose. Then why if you're doing spiritual work, you struggle to fulfill your purpose. I know that's a big one for people.
Oof.
I know it was for me.
Most of me too.
Right? And then my five-step system to emotional and financial freedom and fulfilling your soul's potential in this lifetime. And then how you can become your own spiritual channel for accelerated healing and growth. I'm also going to gift Discover the Best Path for You to Achieve Your Goals and Fulfill Your Purpose with a free consultation.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Should I give the... amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I believe the link is on the webpage, but I'll give it to you.
Okay.
It's bit, B as in boy, I-T, dot L-Y, / Path to Purpose Success Gift. That's bit.ly/ Path to Purpose Success Gift. No, that's all you have to put. No.com, no, just what I gave you. And I also have on that webpage, if you're interested and you want to get my book, I will have a link to get my book with a lot of really awesome free bonus gifts from like 40 spiritual growth experts from around the world.
Oh, wow. Nice. Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. Thank you so very much. Oh, and also for our listeners, you can, there'll be a link right on this page where you're listening to this recording that will also take you to Leah's free gift. You know, wow. That is, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing your wonderful guidance and wisdom. Wonderful things.
You're welcome.
It is a, you know, it's nice to have tools that really empower us to have that direct connection with God, because it's inside all of us, you know?
Right. Everyone.
Yep. And every person is unique. I imagine you see that a lot with the people that you work with. You know, everybody has their own way of tuning in. And hearing and doing and, you know, that comes through them. They can, you know, the tools may be the same, but how it comes through, you know, that's part of the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Which I love the work that you do.
Oh, thank you. Mm. You're welcome.
So
well, thank you so much for having me. Yes, having me. And it was just really joyful to be with you and all of your community and my community and whoever tuned in,
yeah.
And I look forward to connecting with everyone more.
Yeah. And so once again, everybody, remember the gift link. The link on the page will take you directly to Leah's free gift, and will also guide you to where you can, if you would love to. Her wonderful book is Divinely Guided Success, Discover the Missing Piece to Reveal Your Destiny. So, yeah, and plus so many bonuses, my goodness. Thank you so very much. Yes,
you're
and also
welcome.
The bonus, the gift to work with Leah herself personally to help you. So, yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much again, Leah.
You're welcome.
And,
you're welcome.
Yeah. And thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in to the Unleash Your True Purpose Now Super Summit. And we're here to help you thrive in your unique destiny, share your gifts with the world, and consciously create financial freedom for yourself. And I'm so grateful that you tuned in today. And thank you so very much.
And everybody have a wonderful day, and we will catch you on the next show. And thanks, Leia. You have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks.